Blog Talk Radio.
Dead on the beat, boy.
Underdog, underdog.
They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. You see me smile, but inside I'm all savage. Had to make my own lane, pushing through the traffic. Never wait for no handouts, I had to have it. So whoever got the top spot now, I'm about to grab it. This ain't a game, I've been a problem since a young boy. They see me coming and they yell, you better run, boy. Niggas talk shit, but all they do is pop noise. I'm out of respirator, I'll never mention old boy. I've been a beast since Super Nintendo. Survival of this game is mostly mental. Bag after bag, coast after coast. Flexing like a boss while you're doing the most. I got them madder than they bad, cause they ain't me. Locked and loaded, if you bad, nigga, come see me. Came in the game on my own dog, no code D. So it's me versus whoever, fuck cop in a plea. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. When people start to hate you, and they ain't got no reason why. Because they so complacent, and they never try. But even if they try, to still wouldn't be enough. Like a Easter suit on the floor, you better hang it up. They see you make your moves, now they wanna flick it up. Figure you the missing piece, now they wanna link it up. But I peep game, and I ain't with that bullshit. The foundation is laid, it's time for us to build shit. But these silly niggas claim to run the city, nigga. Get their panties in the bunch, cause they see me winning, nigga. Y'all the problem. Crabs in the barrel. Mad cause you ain't popping off. That nigga sterile. I got this shit locked. I'm running out in hip hop. Why the fuck you think I got a crown tatted on my forearm? I got it on my own. From a wave to a typhoon. Created my own moves. Show love to the crew. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Street Smart Radio. This is the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and we are in the building each and every week on Friday night, turning up with the tea, what's going on in the Black Trans community. This is the Empower Hour, ready to empower you, build you, lift you, take you to new places and see new things. This week, we are going to focus on the coronavirus. Like the rest of the nation, I would love to bring amazing stories about something different. But as I realized as I got ready tonight for the show, it just really ain't shit else going on that just seems important outside of COVID-19 right now with the way that people are dying. It's really hard to talk about anything else and they even care about much else. So I'm going to try my best to talk about more than just the coronavirus. But forgive me if you're tired of hearing about it every week, because I don't want to talk about it every week, but I can't. I cannot not talk about it, because what else is there in the world to really talk about out there? It's really crazy. It's really going down. Every day is something different. Every time we turn around, it's something different. I was watching the news today, and they're talking about open the states back up and how that's going to work. They're saying that there are states that are going to be open back up as early as next week, and depending on what the infection rate is in your state. And with that being said, I mean, like, being that we in New York, we are just, to us, that sounds like, I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but y'all ass ain't going nowhere at all, no time soon, because we have the highest infection rate for one single state or one single city or whatever it is, like, in the world. Like, 10,000 people in one area is unheard of anywhere else. Even in California, I was reading today that they only have, now, this might be wrong because I didn't research this, but it caught me when I read it, so I hope it's true. They only had like 1,000 deaths in California. And it's like, nah, New York and California is not like, they're like, they're different as in size and stuff. And I guess capacity too, because I'm assuming New York is a lot more congested. But to think that California actually had breakouts, I believe, before New York, if not around the same time. And there they have 1,000 people as opposed to we have 10,000, we have 9,000 more people. So, yeah. That means we're going to be in the house too for a good little while, probably be the last people. We were the first people to be quarantined. We'll probably be the last people to be released from our homes. So with that being said, I'm going to start tonight's first story, which is almost the story of the week, or the headline news, is Trump tells Cuomo to stop talking. Cuomo says Trump should get up and go to work. So Trump and Cuomo are going at it via the news. Here in New York, every day at around 11:30, somewhere during the View, when it gets real good, Cuomo breaks in like every day and gives New York a whole update on coronavirus and what's going on. And we watch. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, every day, we take time out of our day to at least skim through it, see what's going on, see if anything relevant is changing. And it is every day. So we're watching Cuomo, and I guess Trump comes on once a week or so or whatever, every once in a while or whatever, whenever the media calls him out. And he's taking, him and Cuomo kind of, Cuomo taking like shots at each other, I guess, and going back and forth. It appears President Donald Trump watched New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's news conference Friday and did not like what he heard. Then again, Cuomo did not particularly care for the president's comments either. Cuomo, as he has for weeks, said various federal coronavirus relief packages shortchanged New Yorkers that needed to be another $500 billion allocated to the state. So basically, Cuomo is saying, we ain't getting enough money here in New York. That we need more money. We were shortchanged. New Yorkers need more money. We need more stuff. We have more people. We need more, blah, 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 blah. He's saying that Trump tried it. He didn't give us what we needed. Okay? He also took exception with Trump's comment that testing was up into the states, saying there was no effective way for states to test at scale and that the president was refusing to help solve the nation's problems. Trump angrily tweeted while Cuomo was on stage answering questions. Now, this is interesting. Trump tweeted this while Andrew Cuomo was on stage at his grand stage at 11:30 in New York. So Trump is watching. He's pissed. And he goes, Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing less complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds that you didn't need or use, gave large numbers of ventilators that you should have had and helped you with, testing that you should have done yourself. When you have given New York far too much money, health equipment, and other space by far, these great men and women who do a great job have yet to have heard thank you. Your numbers are not good. Let's talk more action, Trump wrote. So, basically, he was getting Andrew together saying, bitch, we gave you ventilators, we gave you all the money we could, and you ain't do right with it, and your numbers are horrible. Now, keep in mind, Andrew says the numbers are better. He says every day that the numbers are plateauing, they're not going up, which is supposed to be a good thing. But, I mean, listening on the other end, like, we're having still, like, 600 people die a day. So I don't know if that's a – I don't know how positive I can feel with that being the plateau or for going for 600 people. We got to get that way down, like for real, for real. But he's trying to give hope. I'm feeling hopeful that it's not 900 people because it was, there were some days we were waking up and, like, there was no shade, like, you know, 1,000 people died last night. You know, so I guess the idea of 600 now is much, much better. But y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages and more from Black Trends and Power Hour. This is the Street Farm Radio. Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May. This is Street Smart Radio. So let me get right back into the topic that we were talking about and kind of cut off because we had to take a little break or whatever, had to pay the bills, see the sponsors or whatever you call it. So anyway, as I was saying, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo and Trump have been going back and forth in the media, and I'm supporting Cuomo because I really like Cuomo. He's helping me through this whole situation. But overall, at the end of the day, everybody understands that Trump is the big white hope, and this is like the great white fight right now on media, and it's so interesting to see how they trash each other with the sly comments and the funny comment, you know, funny replies or whatever. And it's crazy, it's interesting, but it's also sad because people are dying. Like 10,000 people, there's a lot of people to die. And I just really feel like the fighting and the arguing is pointless if it's not going to save lives. And I feel that I love Andrew Cuomo, and I really support what he's doing in Blase's Quasi. And I want to see him win. I want to see this work out for him because I feel like he's had our back. But at the same time, I don't care about the fight. I don't care about him beating Trump or cussing Trump out or reading Trump. That's like irrelevant to me because I'm more concerned with my people, my family, the people that I'm interacting, myself, like saving the lives that I feel here. Like, it is scary to think about the idea of somebody I know and love and care about being in the hospital dying, and I can't go see them and say goodbye or something of that nature. The thought it crossed in my mind a friend of mine was telling me they weren't feeling good or whatever, and it crossed in my mind, like, what if this person really does have, you know, COVID-19 and something happens, we can't go to the hospital. This would be, I don't know how you recover from that. I don't know personally, and I feel bad for anybody this happened to, because I know people that this happened to, but I don't know personally how I can process the idea of my mother dying, and I'm not going to her bedside, and I'm of able body and mind and whatever. I can't process that. Like, I understand that there's a calling thing for everybody, but I can't even process where I would be in that moment or after that moment or beyond that, how I survived that, because that is like team too much, in my opinion. I've been through a lot of things in my life, but like that is, I don't know. And I feel bad for those people who have had to survive that. So when Cuomo and Trump on stage, on America's stage, taking shots at each other instead of solving the problem, I'm more thinking like, what's my mama doing? What's my family doing? What's my grandmother doing? Is everybody okay? Is everybody staying quarantined? Are we watching each other's back? Are we making sure that our loved ones are doing what they're supposed to be doing? I was watching, I think it was The Real earlier today, and they were talking about Lunel, who put her daughter out of her house because she didn't want to social distance or quarantine properly. She was going out, hanging with her friends and blah, 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 blah. And she said, girl, you can't stay here. You got to get out of here. You got to go. And Lunel said, it's great that the girl is not taking it serious, and that's her business. But her husband has a breathing issue, a respiratory, I think she said, COPD, I think she said, or whatever. Don't quote me, Google it. But she put her out and said, you cannot stay here if you are not going to do what you're supposed to do, because we have a whole, you know, family we protect here. And ultimately, I know that some people don't believe it. Some of it I don't believe. But I do not want to be that person who has to live in a space of, did I bring something to you that killed you? You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's all said and done and the dust is clear, you don't want to be that person to have that kind of shit on your mind, because they're telling you everybody don't have a response. You could be a carrier and have no symptoms and it not even bother you, not even have a cough, and take it right to the next person who is 70 years old, blase, and then you've been killed a bitch off because you don't believe. And that's great. And you didn't need to. But the other person, whatever happened with them, you know the setup, and you don't want to do that. You want to know if somebody gets it, you want to know that was on you, it wasn't on me, I didn't do that. Whatever happened was the will of God and blah, 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 blah. You don't want that guilt. Y'all keep listening. We'll be right back with more stories after this break. Thank you.
Turn the boy to fake. Ain't going outside today. These bitches behave. Tryna wipe my smile away. Having all these shows, got me looking all the grades. I'ma work for it every day. Gotta keep my family straight. I remember the time my granddaddy died. That shit broke my heart. You can't see these scars. This shit be the star. They better catch up. This shit ain't no love. I'm really blessed up. The times I was stuck, couldn't ask for no help. The times I ain't happy, everybody went left. But
another grace. I'ma work for it every day. Gotta keep my family straight.
Man May. All right, welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. We're going to move on to the next story and keep it rolling because we are running out of time so fast tonight. So this story right here, we're going to make it a little lighter, a little more fun, get off of the politics for a minute and give y'all some black celebrity news. And who else better to be in the news than the craziest person ever to be famous, Mr. Orlando Brown, former Disney Channel star. Orlando Brown has a habit of making bizarre claims. In the past, he acknowledged that he has a drug and mental health issue and said he was seeking help for both problems. Orlando also served nearly a month in prison in 2018 for charges related to meth and burglary. In a video that surfaced online, April 15, Orlando is seen yelling at the camera and accusing Michael Jackson of raping him. He also said that Will Smith assaulted him before insisting that his real name was Trent or Trey, which is Will's oldest son's name. He then concludes the tirade by suggesting that he is actually the real Blanket Jackson, who was abandoned later raped, saying that Will and Michael Jackson or both men raped his entire family. Orlando's tirade is also laced with threats of violence and it is not easy to decipher. Those who've seen it online have suggested that Orlando seek treatment for mental health issues. In the past, the mother of Orlando's child has suggested that there's actually nothing wrong with Mr. Brown. He only has the goal of seeking attention, and by any means necessary, his latest rant certainly did that. There you have it, Orlando Brown. Like, for real, for real. When he did the whole thing with Nick Cannon, I was looking like, you know, maybe I gave him the benefit of the doubt, because we have, when they say, always believe the victim. So look, I gave space in there. Maybe something did go down with him and Nick. I don't know about that, something that he got dressed for, but whatever. Maybe something had, I thought maybe something happened to make him say that. Maybe it's not exactly what he said. Maybe he changed the details. But I thought when I heard it, something had happened. Now I'm going to come back and I'm going to give Nick the apology. Mr. Cannon, I never stopped loving you, whether you would have did it or not. But I want you to know that I'm sorry that I ever doubted you. And I was wrong. This boy is absolutely crazy. For him to say that Michael Jackson and Will Smith raped his whole family, like, we got to have a conversation about your mental, even like more than your mental. We got to have a conversation about your psychology here. This is deep. Like, dude, I've seen a lot of crazy accusations when it came to celebrities, but just to be throwing out, the idea that another male, a homosexual rape, and for just to make it up and throw it on anybody could think of, it's, like, really deep. It's really deep. And I'm hoping that he gets better. I mean, it's entertaining to think about that he carries. I don't know I don't know how this benefits him, though. That's what concerns me the most. It's like his baby mama say he just be trying to get attention, but I'm not sure what the fuck this do. This do not get you a free burger at Checkers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not giving out the discount price for this. So I don't know why you would be telling people you being raped by Will Smith as if that's going to get you something. I don't know. But I do know this. When you get up here in this caliber of these Will Smiths and stuff, these children will ex you out, so you got to be careful. So I'm going to say that. And I've heard a many stories about people who have told the wrong thing and have come up missing, have been tossed off a building and found later. But I just don't believe anymore anything he says at this point, especially when he was raped by Michael Jackson and he's really blanket. Like, bitch, you've really lost all of your mind. All of your mind, girl. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something. For y'all girls out there that don't know, that is not weed smoke. That is not weed smoke we're talking about. This is meth, honey. He's a whole meth head, and it is not playing. It is obviously putting holes in this thing's mind. She is gone. And she was part of one of them groups, too. Let me see. She was on That So Raven. I don't know, for a minute I got confused with the B2K tree because of all these rape stuff. And, you know, they do each other. Allegedly, from what I heard, rumor around the block is they do each other. So, but I had gotten confused. But no, she's from That So Raven. But either way it go, she's from that age group of them children that Hollywood was fingering in the booty hole, allegedly. Core filming, B2K, all them girls. Them children, they're down in Orlando. I can't think of their name. Black Street, Black something. I don't know, Black Street. If I think, whatever they is, the children from Orlando, the group, the white boys, and the men with the jail, were playing with them. So let me tell y'all, just because Orlando is crazy, don't mean he knows. But I just don't believe Michael Jackson. No, you went too far. You went too far. And I'm sorry. I don't think Willie wanted you, girl. I'm going to keep it real with you, girl. That's the worst thing to say to a victim, I say. Be like, oh, girl, does anybody want you? Anybody rape you, girl? Anybody want you? You had a thing for your booty. Girl, please. No, I don't believe it. She is absolutely a fool. I'm telling you straight up, I'm team Will Smith. You know, I like a lot of his old stuff. No, that genie shit, did anybody see that genie shit? I'm mad at him by the genie. He has a whole new movie with some spies or whatever on my TV that I just would not pay $6.99 for because he tried me with the genie. It's like, I kind of want to see it, but I'm so pissed about the genie that I won't spend my $7. Let me tell you how much money I spent on fucking watching movies on demand. They got this home theater thing now where you can pay $20 to watch movies that are actually currently in the theater right now. And I think I ordered about at least two, maybe three. So already off rip, my bill going to be another $60. But anyway, y'all keep listening. Stay locked. Man-Made and Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Also with that fire, boy.
Uh-huh. Listen here for all.
Where my badass bitches to the front. Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the gypsy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Yeah, my name, I'm Mira Obed from the street. Pretty brown skin, niggas wanna skeet skeet.
What up?
Say you wanna taste, say you wanna sneak peek. I'ma tell you right now, nigga, pussy ain't free.
No.
Hey, boy, with the bag, fill it, baby, up.
Yeah.
Cash in the suitcase, put it in the truck. Lounge by the swimming pool, top off next. I'm a girl, top notch, damn well respected. Boom,
yeah.
Boss rejected, you ain't got no paper.
Nah.
If your man broke, holding, y'all need to break up.
Mm.
Get out your feelings, hop up in the bag. Girl, you got the juice box, bitch, get that nigga mad. Pop you a new car, paper tag. Running through Neiman's, stuck up your swag. Toes in a new shoe, flex up the jazz. Say he wanna play, hey. So I'm pippin' on that ass. Come here. Walking down the block to the corner store. Looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Walking down the block to the corner store. Looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Where my badass bitches to the front. Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the kissy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that high C, niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now, put that mirror in a IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. love the way I ride it. Riding on that pony, got you all excited. Juicy got you moaning, in it in the morning. Juicy make you wake up, get you in the shower. Juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want the high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want.
Bitch on my body, turn away. Diamonds all over my body, I've got a bitch on my body. Ask me, nigga, I'm body.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body, shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Bentley truck laying in the lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Card. Who took your bitch at the party? Card. I took your bitch in the party. Card. Who that be flags with Martian? Card. Who that don't freak in the cut? Card. Who got them freaks in the truck? Card. Them diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wannabe card. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonwalks in this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slump. Your bitch won't party with Card. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Bentley truck laying in the lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Second round savage in the Aston. Yeah. High end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast. On God. I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin'. Ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken. On God. I pull the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty. 21. I'm in a Bentley truck. She keep on suckin' like it's tinny. 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm work. Me. On God. The bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit. 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Bentley truck laying in the lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got a bitch, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in the bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Popping at you. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. Ice on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Stop at the dick for the brand. Stop at your bitch for your man. Stop at the check for the fame. I saw them Cardi be Cardi a frame. Your bitch won't party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Bentley truck laying the lane. Y'all the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Man-made. Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man-Made. This is Street Smart Radio. Rolling into our next topic, I want to talk about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. If you haven't heard, if you've been on a rock, Rashida and Kurt Frost are back in the news. In case you don't know about Rashida and Kurt, they went through a whole big old thing. Well, he cheated on her and got somebody pregnant, some little girl, some stripper or whatever, and blah, 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 blah. They stayed together. They worked it out. They had the baby. raise, excuse me, raise maybe their own blase, you know, all this stuff like this or whatever. If you don't know, go back and review it. It's all bullshit. It's all ghetto trash shit. But keep black families together, so I'm going to have to lift a fist bump to that. But the bullshit he did and put her through was so ridiculous and so, you know, low down and trifling that I can't even get into. It's hard to even support that shit. But, you know, wish everybody the best. If she happy, I'm happy for her, I think. Anyway, so the tea is that the children, the bloggers, the private investigating bloggers got the tea that word on the street is Kirk is R. Kelly, and that he adopted Rashida from my mama when she was 15 years old and married her when she was 16 years old. According to Wikipedia Internet, Rashida is, I think it's 12 years younger than Kirk. Which means that when they first got together, she would have been a minor. But, in clarification, Rashida and Kirk go live and they bring it together. They want you to know that you're wrong, bloggers. We lied. When they were saying Rashida was 17, she was actually much older. The industry, anybody who works in entertainment knows this is actually true. The industry pressures you to lie about your age because you sell better. It is much easier to sell products from younger people to a broader aspect. A 23-year-old can sell a product to a 40 or 50-year-old as opposed to it would be much more difficult for somebody 40 or 50 to sell a product to a 23-year-old. So they like to keep you young so that you can use get those advertising, those marketing, those refreshing, follow Instagram model kind of dollars, influencer dollars. That's why they want you young. So I believe Rashida. I believe that she was never as young as she pretended to be, that she was a female rapper, and they were trying to give her youth and innocence. Oh, not probably innocence, because she was, what did she say? What was Rashida's song? I used to know one of her songs about My Lip Gloss Is Little Mama. Rashida is Bubblegum. Won't you lick up on my bubblegum? You have to go to YouTube. You have to go to YouTube and check out Rashida's video on her song Bubblegum so you can see why she's a failing artist and why she deserves to be on Love & Hip Hop, because she will never be a successful artist. She's a whole mess. But, you know, give love what love is deserved. I love her. I love her. She's beautiful. That's one thing. That's her claim to fame for me. Rashida is naturally gorgeous. Without a doubt, you cannot take that away from her. Everybody has to give her that, like her, love her, indifferent. She is naturally really beautiful. So, anyway, shout out to Rashida and Kirk for making it through. This is a good one for y'all. Y'all need a win. After all this mess with these other children and all this kind of stuff, y'all need this win, so I'm glad y'all made it through, and he's not R. Kelly, and he do not like children. That was one thing he said in his live. He's like, I do not like children, and it made me feel good about him, because I can't really stand Kirk, but when he said, I do not like children, I was like, yes, Kirk, don't like children. For that, I feel you. I'm here with you. We eye to eye. I like that about you. Tell the children you don't like children. It's not cute. It's not cute. It's not cute. Like, girl, bring it all of you together. All right, so moving on to our next story. This story is from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't want to say this. Garce Bouvet. Now, if I'm saying this wrong, I'm not French or Haitian, and I don't speak the language. I'm hoping I'm saying it right, but if I'm not, forgive me. But it is Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show. Also, she was in, people may not know this, she was one of the flower girls in Coming to America. If you ever get the chance to see her on TV, take a really close look at the flower girls. She was one of the flower girls specifically in the scene with the bath and in the barbershop when they were putting it, he was like, who gonna sweep these flowers up? Who gonna get this shit on my floor? That scene, she was also one of the flower girls there as well. So anyway, She made her debut last night on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills of America. Blushed. They really enjoyed her. It's been all over social media about her entrance last night. One thing I will say that me and my roommate noticed when we watched, we Housewives fans, one thing I noticed that stuck out to me was she was not nervous. Like, even with Lisa Rinna, who was already a star, when she came into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was nervous. She was scared. She knew what to expect. She moved in slow. They gave her a little juice, you know, initiated her. She got to know the girls about this squad, everything worked out for her, blah, 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 blah. But she just walking in the door, Queen Diva bitch, don't move and make room. But when this bitch came in last night, when this woman came in, I want to call her a bitch, but I mean it with love. When she came in last night, when Garvin came in, it was like she had always been there. You would have thought, if you didn't know any better, you would have thought that she was a returning housewife or a housewife from a different franchise, because she stepped in like, I've been doing this all of my life, and you bitches would never. And it was beautiful. And she was the perfect black woman to integrate into this audience, in this crowd. She blended well. She is well-spoken. She is beautiful. She is rich. And we love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. It is refreshing to see this kind of black on TV. And let me tell you something. I got issues with the COVID race, but baby, when I saw Mama sitting with the ladies, with the white fish, Mother was sitting, like, unbothered. These are my diamonds. These are my pearls. It was empowering. It was beautiful. So if you haven't watched, if you're not watching, you need to tune in and watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Gabrielle, with maybe say, please come join us, come see us, come watch with us. It is amazing, and support her so we can make sure she comes back for many, many more seasons. Oh, I didn't give you the best part. The best part of the story is that not only is she fucking amazing here, but at the same time, she's giving it. She's not afraid to say what's on her mind. She was on Watch What Happens last night, shading Kyle down. And let me keep it 100. I'm a Cal fan. Out of all the Housewives of Beverly Hills, I've always liked Cal. Most seasons, I have a tendency to go in and out on people. I come in every season on these reality shows, like, trying to see who I'm going to like, because I might have liked you last season, and may not like you this season, and might like you again next season. It depends. It's just TV to me. So, ultimately, this woman, I love Cal. I fuck with her all the way through. I've never really not liked her, but for this woman, Cal is a done deal, and she was shading her last night, and I'm already through with it. Already through with Cal. So anyway, I'm here for it. Y'all keep listening. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick song break with more with the Black Trans Empower Out with Mother Man May. Keep listening.
Y'all think know how the fuck we coming, nigga, before we even get there, you dig what the fuck going on. You know it's close to no street. Living rich, man, you dig it.
Oh, yeah. I was standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no AZ. Who said they shooters won't spray shit? All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah, I remember posted on Slay, trying to run them racks up, fuck them bands up. Then I ran them 100 back up. I came with them shooters, nah, I don't need no backup. I left them all looking like Honolulu. I passed through. They shit me down with NASA. We off that moon rock. And when they come to fucking, she let us like crouton. Lay her down a futon. No, her name ain't Stella. That's just how I get my groove on. I just caught the phone that turned to a new Trump. They say I'm dead-headed, feel like Jimmy Neutron. I just bought a Rollie for the diamonds for the time. Kobe in his prime, watch me shoot it from the line. I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no AZ. Say they shooters won't spray it, all these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going eight no basic, yeah.
Smoking on that weed, I get that important. Drinking lean, I got that important. This shit I'm rocking, bitch, you can't afford it. Bitch, I'm popping, now you can't afford it. On the real one, it's a shortage. I eat my beef in order. Taint a bitch, you won't be flagrant. Spray on the fragrance, then go eat a day shift. My roll is flooded, boy. I'm not that other boy. They see a colored boy. My diamond's colored, boy. My diamond custom, boy. My packing mustard, boy. Cookie, cause that my choice. No rookie, I'm that boy. And I'm still with it. Gotta deal with it. Pop a pill with it. Let me feel it on it. Let me dig in it. Swagger, stupid, ignorant.
I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it.
Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Before we get out of here today, I want to say one thing that's really, really important that I just want to start stressing more often when I have your ear. Please, people, keep in mind that everything that you're going through with COVID-19 and coronavirus is because of the government that we're currently choosing or we have put into play. Not that we have voted them in, because as we know, the popular vote was not for this government, but it's the government that we have. White people have retaliated to us electing President Obama by giving us President Trump. And at the same time, because they're white people, they've done themselves a disservice and shot themselves in the foot because they're dumb for being so angry that they can't see that they put an idiot in place as punishment to us and punish themselves. So now we're all dying of coronavirus because they want to get even in there. They were so busy caught up on racism and KKK and Confederate flags that they didn't realize that they put the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time and for the wrong reasons, and here we are. So with that being said, make sure you do what you have to do to get out and vote. We have to push the idea of voting and making sure that we vote and we get our people in the polls, because if nothing is accomplished on the other side of this situation, we at the very least have to get Trump out. At the very least, we have to get Trump out. So whatever you have to do, encourage people, take people to the polls, go to the polls, register to vote. If you got government assistance, you can do it online. I believe it's something you can fill out when you get your ID or whatever, or your food stamp card, or your whatever cards they use, or whatever. Please, y'all, register to vote. Register and vote. register and vote. We have got to get Trump out of the White House. White people need to, white people need our help to fix where they have fucked up. Black people need to help themselves to fix what we have let them fuck up. I don't know. To fix what they have fucked up, because I don't know if we have the power to let them. I don't know if we even have their power, so I'm gonna take that back. But we gotta vote. We gotta get out here and get in these streets and get our vote on and make sure that our voice is heard in the 2020 election, so that the next president of the United States is not a racist. And he's somebody who's going to do what's best for the entire country and not what's best for white people or rich people or people in power or big corporate companies or motherfuckers that's going to put money in his pocket. Because I believe that's his motive. Like, although I know I can feel the racism, I believe the man's motive is how is it going to benefit him as a person and his family. I don't think if damn, but he will be, the United States will be broke. This bitch will be Trump of America and United Trumps of America by the time we finish that, this man runs into the ground. So, yeah, y'all get out there, shake a tail feather, vote, get him out, let's change the world. Like, we are surviving right now one of the biggest, nothing, I can't say I haven't lived through it all. But we will be able to say we have lived through something in history that will, like, go down, like, down 11, and now this. Like, this is crazy, y'all, and we got to get him out of there. I am a firm believer that if we had a different president, we'd be in a different situation. So y'all keep that in mind. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May. Y'all stay home, stay quarantined, stay safe. Stay safe. Please. It's not a joke out there. People are dying. When I first started talking about this about 4 weeks ago, I told you I didn't know anybody with it. I didn't know if black people could even get it. That's what I told you. 4 weeks ago. And now I know people I know are dead. So y'all be careful out there. Thank you for listening. Mwah.
Man made.
You said you tried to make me crawl to get you.
We had our time together.
Let's wait. Shot City Gang.
Taylor about the fucking flex.
I'm from the 757 where my niggas go off. Flexing on these bitch niggas, yeah, we love to show off. Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk, and P-Town. Suffolk, Hampton, bad news, you know we always be brown. Coming to the Tidewater region, get your head straight. Russian roulette, one shot, and I'm the best. Ain't playing with these little niggas, know the name, bitch. Human torch, nigga, flaming on everything. And I come from Cambridge, man, where we taught that country grammar. 3111 Fairview Street, where the killer meet. Miss BJ, the grandma of the neighborhood. Shout out to my granddad, he always taught me good. Hey, I met your bitch last night and she took the wood. I ain't playing with these niggas, I'm doing what I should. I took a break from this rap, now the king is back. I told these niggas like Kit Kat break and fall back. You acrobat, nigga, talking like you flipping all this work. Like you murking all these niggas when you never put in work. Said stop that P-U-R-P, that fucking perp. Betray a nigga, fake, I know you faking, nigga. Pull up on you, we're shaking, nigga. I told these niggas, you hold that shit, then we gon' take it, nigga. Bitch, I'm your bitch, your baby mama, wife, they favorite, nigga. I told these niggas I'm on top, I'm like Avery, nigga. Hey, Shook Knight, the most big on my east side. Told these niggas I'm a ghetto boy that beehive. What? Creeping on these niggas, better watch your behind. Blueprint been destroyed, nigga, fuck your design. The 7-5 is alive. I creep around the streets with this 9, I'm a mime. Silent when I move, I might hit him 9 times. I told these niggas I might go for his back, yeah, with the spine.
stomach shot, eat them up, nigga, feel them shells in them. Ain't playing, nigga, you know fire, I'm that hell spitter. Hey, Lil Sway, Swayze, Sways, baby, bitch, I'm the 7'5 badass, King Rocket in this bitch, yeah.
Blast off.
Sway.
Who you with? Who your crew? Who you clear? Who you fan? Who you sick? Who you gang? Who you real? Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. That my crew, that my clique. That my fan, that my sick. That my gang, that my real. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my tribe, yeah, yeah, that my tribe, ay, yeah, that my tribe, yeah, ay. Feel like one of the crew, feel like one of the crew. Ain't got nothing to do, ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue, feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you, we got money to move. Put your pride in a trash bin, too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla, you ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing, hate the plot, love the casting. Trying to catch a nigga lacking, bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent, and a funky way of dancing. And we get the word of passion, and they still afraid of black skin. Niggas trying to split a fraction, small money for the trapping. Stadiums full of vibranium in the land of the black skin. And it's time that we cashing, feel the hunger like I'm fasting. Let's think of more action. I'm so motherfucking tapping. Black star line of captain. Babylonian assassin. Fake woke niggas napping. Tuck them in like a napkin. That my tribe. That my crew. That my clique. That my fam. That my sis. That my gang. That my rip. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. That my tribe. Yeah. Yeah. That my tribe. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. That should be my battle cry. That should be my alibi now. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. I and I, by and by, that my tie. They tryna conquer all the ties. We laugh and multiply the vibe. Let them tie, let them tie, let them tie. Fuck them all, fuck them all, that my tie. Yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah, yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah, yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah. Hey, hey.
He's steady breaking through the door. 5 steps in his mama, now he get him in his sauce, credit, credit, got him on a gun.
Man-made.